you. Hi, hallelujah. Yeah, give someone a high five and tell the person you are welcome into the presence of the Lord. Okay. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for this morning. We pray that, Lord, you come and lead us, give us illumination into your word. We pray that, Father, the lessons in your word, we will apply them assiduously to our lives, that indeed we will live a more meaningful life in this our time. May we also be prepared, O God, for your second coming. This is our humble prayer we pray, and the saints will shout a big amen. Amen. So I want to start from here. I believe that your convention, you were given two scriptures. So project for me Genesis 49:10. Let's start from Genesis 49. I believe there's a reason why the pastor added it, right? So let's read that one too. And pay attention, I'm going to read. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. From where? Judah. Nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh comes. So the scepter shall not depart from Judah has got a certain period after which the scepter will not be limited to Judah. Pay attention to that. It says it will not depart from Judah until Shiloh comes. So Shiloh will mark the end of something. Amen? Amen. And then look at the following. Where is it? Nor the ruler start from the between his feet until he to whom it belongs shall come for the avoidance of doubt. Look at the last sentence. And the obedience of who? Judah. Look at it. So you see, he's moving beyond Judah to where? Nations. Until the obedience of nations shall be his. Let me give you a prelude to the scripture. Jacob is about to die. And Jacob called his children. I believe he learned this from his father, Isaac. Because remember, when Isaac was about to die, he also called his children and told them to do something. And he says, I want to speak some words over you. Pay attention. Words of blessings. And when you come to church, be very sensitive. I will explain why. So, the words that were spoken, they are not just blessings, but they were prophetic. Going to determine the destiny of the boys. And that is what they were struggling for. And so, I also believe Isaac might have learned it from Abraham. But let's come to Jacob. Jacob called the 12 sons. He started with Reuben. He spoke to Reuben. Okay, it's not part of my sermon, but I told you when we stand before God, we allow the Spirit to move. He said, Reuben, you are the excellency of dignity. You are my firstborn. You reflect the strength of my loins, but you will not excel. He was prophesying to Reuben and his future. Because you climbed up to my couch and defiled it. You are unstable like water. So if you track all the things he spoke, when he got to Judah, that is when he made that statement. He said, Judah, you. The kingship will be with you. It was prophetic. And that, thank you. It will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler start from between his feet, until him to whom it belongs shall come. He was prophesying It's amazing. Look, these men of God, they had contact with Yahweh. So when they speak, they can speak thousands of years ahead. So he was prophesying about the coming of Jesus. That all the kings who shall originate or emanate from Judah, their kingship will be limited to Israel. But when Jesus comes, hey, as for him, his kingship, it will be global. That is why he says nations will come and bow to him. So this was a promise given to Judah. A king is coming. As for him, his reign is not limited to Judah or Jerusalem, but all nations. Check it out. Now this one will lead you to understand why wise men traveled. I'll pay attention today. I want to share some lessons with you. There are many lessons, but I've limited it to four. So that you apply it to your lives. So, and by the way, when a prophetic word is released, remember God says, my word will never return to me void. So there will be a stirring in the atmosphere until God finds available vessels for the accomplishment of that prophetic word. That is why yesterday, those of you who were here at the mountaintop, I told you that, you see the four leprous men, they never moved. The famine was through a period, but they never moved because there was no prophetic word. But the day Elisha said, tomorrow by this time, the prophetic word went into the atmosphere. It doesn't matter that they were present when they heard it. Look, the wise men, they were not present when Jacob prophesied. But the prophecy is in the atmosphere. It stirs somebody up. And so when these four men who were minding their own business, they were no guys for greater works. But God doesn't need guys for greater works. He needs guys who are available. Who want to work with a leper? But as for God, when he sees that you are available, he can use you to accomplish great things. May the Lord use you to accomplish great things. In 2020, don't look to yourself. Look to the power from on high. So prophecy is like that. It stirs the atmosphere. And any available vessel is a candidate. So now let's go back to Matthew. I just wanted you to pay attention to this. This is where Jacob actually prophesied. And by the way, it's not all prophecy that somebody will say, oh, my children, even though Jacob was talking to his children, he didn't say, my children, my children. It just means that pay attention. Sometimes even through teaching, prophecies are being released. Sometimes even through song ministration, prophecies are being released. So after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, see, this is Shiloh who has come. So now the prophecy of Jacob has come to pass. But listen, the prophecy was given to who? Judah. If you like, Judah and his descendants, the people of God, Israel. In fact, apart from Jacob, other prophets also prophesied, Isaiah, that, oh, Emmanuel will come. Oh, this king. So if they gave you a prophecy, what must you do? What must you do? They didn't work it out. The Bible says, during the time of King Herod, magi or wise men, from where? They are not Israelites. Pay attention. I told you, when there is a prophecy, God just looks for available vessels. People who are conscious of the occurrence of things which are not normal. Listen, I will repeat. God just needs available vessels who are conscious of the occurrence of things which are not ordinary. These guys don't worship God. In fact, they are astrologers. Star readers, check your Bible. God says we shouldn't practice astrology, nor palmistry, nor sorcery. They are against God's law. But I told you, when God releases a word, because he watches to perform it, and Elizabeth told Mary, oh my, the things that the angel told you, there shall be a performance. If only it came from God, there will be. So whereas the people to whom the prophecy was released were not paying attention. Eh? They were not even conscious. They were fighting for titles. Somebody is called high priest. As for his priest, it's not low, but high. They were there. And strangers. Three wise men. From where? Jerusalem. From the east. You know the east? Bible scholars have said they came from Iran. Somewhere outside the commonwealth of Israel. But they were watching. See, the availability is this. Every day when you move out and you look at the horizon, you can see stars. But one day, when you come to church, pay attention. That's why I said, some days you come to church, the worship, you can see this worship is not ordinary. You don't need anybody to tell you that today, the worship that we had, God, you see, when you sense things like that, you can slot in your request. God, if you are here, then remember me. God. See, worship, we don't ask anything. No, so. That's what you have been taught. But when God comes, I said, when God comes, you can ask him. Well, God, if you are here, then challenge my business. Add it. Add it. Some things nobody has to teach you. Who taught the woman with the issue of blood that as Jesus is moving, go? No. Some things nobody has. If you see power at work, or if you see anointing moving, something must move you. There must be a stirring within your atmosphere, and you need to know what to do. So these guys have come out of their rooms and they are looking into the atmosphere. We have seen stars, but this particular star, no. It marks the birth of an extraordinary king. This is not an ordinary thing. You think they didn't have wives? You think they didn't have some work to do? Of course, you cannot go around carrying gold if you have no work doing. Think about it, reflect a little bit. Definitely they have something doing. Why would they leave it? In those days, they were not cars. For them to risk their lives, journey from the east. Remember, Jesus told us a story. A man who was moving from Jerusalem to Jericho. He was attacked by armed robbers. And these guys are carrying gold, frankincense. It means there's the possibility of an attack. But why would they risk? After all, and let me ask you a question. If you read, you see they came from another country. Have you seen some before? That somebody says, I am leaving my country. You belong to Ghana. You say, I'm traveling from Ghana. I am going to Nigeria to go and worship a certain king in Nigeria. Have you heard some before? Doesn't even make sense. He's not your king. But the prophecy must come to pass. He said that when Shiloh comes, all nations... Oh, so whether you are in the east, or you are in the west, or you are in the north, or you are in the south, the prophecy says all nations will have to bow. So this was a fulfillment of the prophetic word from Jacob. And I pray that Jesus, who is inside you, because we are talking about the fact that they saw that the person who has been born is extraordinary. And they said that, look, we will go and have to see this guy, this baby. Because a star tells us that there is an extraordinary king. This morning I come to prophesy to you that if this extraordinary king is inside you, your life must be extraordinary. It doesn't matter where you are born. I have come to that conclusion. See, when you read, the sister read this quotation, you see that Jesus was born in a, and put in a manger. How many people would like to be born in a manger or be put in a manger? The manger is just, it has a nice name, but the thing is not good. It's the trough. We call it trough, T-R-O-U-G-H, that the animals eat from. Sometimes they poo-poo inside because animals, they are moving. That's where they place Jesus. But hey, because he's extraordinary, it didn't matter. Wise men were chasing him. Gold was chasing him. Oh, if Jesus is inside you, 2020 may money chase you. 2020 may noble people look for you. When they are looking for people to promote, may they search for you because of the Jesus who dwells inside you. And by the way, Jerusalem is the least among the cities. You can come from a place where, even when we check the map, it's not located there. Your hometown is not mentioned in the map. It doesn't matter. If Jesus is inside you, if only Jesus dwells in you, your life will be extraordinary. We sing a certain song, says, ni din only Jesus na oye menyonko, oye nipa na oye. They realize that this guy, you see, Jesus is not an ordinary guy. Yo. He is fully man, oye nipa. He is fully what? God. That is why it took somebody that, hey, I will risk to go and see this one. I pray, if you indeed you have this Jesus who is extraordinary in your life, then let your life be different. May people see you and behold the characteristics of God in you. The second lesson, very important to me, is that they saw that creation was cooperating with the birth of this king. They saw that creation, if I say creation, of course the star is creation. They saw that a star was cooperating with the birth of this child. They saw it. Project verse 9. You see something. Project verse 9. 2:9. After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star, creation, star is the creation of God. They saw that, they went there, and the star they had seen went, when it rose, went. So you see, the star did what? Went ahead of them until it did what? Because how would you know the particular house? Listen. How would they know the particular? There are many buildings. But the star was actually moving. Have you seen some before? Examine these things. A star that is moving to a particular, and when it got to the house, it stopped so that they can know that this is where the baby is. Nature cooperating with this king. Wow. I've come to inform you, in this world, there is a mystery. Every created thing has a relationship with God. The trees you see over there, they have a relationship with God. The sea you see over there has a relationship with God. Even the animals have a relationship with God. I will explain. This is why the day Adam sinned, when you begin to go against God, nature will fight you. The day Adam sinned, God says, look, now from today, thorns and thistles will be given to you by the earth. Have you forgotten? Moses has picked the people from Mizraim or Egypt, and they are moving. They meet an obstacle. It's a creation, the sea. Moses is about to pray. Who knows what God said? When Moses was about to pray, God just told him something. He said, stop praying. Check it.
God stopped him from praying. Because you cannot be in the will of God and nature will not cooperate with you. In other words, if you are in the will of God, nature will cooperate with you. These wise men, because it is the word of God, it's a prophetic word, so they were in the will of God. So the star was cooperating with them, showing them where the child is. So when Moses stood there about to pray, if you and I were there, we're going to blow some big tongues. Big tongues. Understand some mysteries in this world. The Bible says, God asked him, what is in your hand? What's in your hand? Hallelujah. And when Moses lifted the rod, the sea, which is a creation of God, parted, began to cooperate with the people of God. Open the door. He passed through. Here comes Pharaoh. Listen to me. You cannot go against God's word and think that nature or creation will cooperate with you. When Pharaoh and his people made attempt to pass through the same sea, they are seeing other human beings pass through. God didn't speak. Check your word. Moses didn't even speak. The sea itself came together. I said, creation will fight you if you go against God's word. Do I need to remember you of Jonah? God has sent you. He says, I won't go. All of a sudden, the ship he boarded, Bible said the sea became rough. Because nature can hear God. When you have time, read Romans chapter 8. Bible says, all creations groan for the day of redemption. And we ourselves, we are also groaning. That thing is for another day, one day. So nature has a relationship. Once you begin to disobey, nature will fight you. So the Bible says that the sea became rough. And Jonah knew it was him, because of him. If you remember, the Bible said, hey, you are you asleep? Won't you call on your God? He said, take me. Drop me. Once they dropped Jonah, check your word. Nobody prayed a prayer. The sea became calm. It's a mystery. Not only that, the Bible says another creature in the sea, fish, say, you want to disobey God? Came to swallow him. Learn to obey God and walk with God well. Some people disobey God, then now you want to come and have a wedding. It will rain, and that day the wedding cry will spoil. Take note of that. Some of the things they rain that for is not coincidence. Oh. It's nature fighting you. Jonah knew it. He said, Charlie, this one is me. Cast me out. You admit it. Today, because of school, you say it's a coincidence. Coincidence. Some fine excuse. Do I need to remind you of some other people? Oh, they caught Paul and Silas. They were on an assignment. Remember, Paul had a revelation that come over to where? Oh, preach with me. Come over to where? Yeah, say it. Macedonia. Yeah. So Paul was walking under the word of God in alignment, in obedience. When they got there, they were imprisoned. Two men. I don't know Paul's voice, which key he sings, but it doesn't matter the key. They lifted up a praise. They lifted up a praise. And because they were in the will of God, I said, nature has to cooperate with you. Bible said there was an earthquake. The earth began to shake itself. You can't tackle these guys like that. You cannot deal with these guys like that because they are in the will of God. Bible said the prison doors were open. Their chains came off. Oh, may the creation of God cooperate with you in 2020 as you align yourself with the will of God. And they were set free. In the end, the jailer himself became a born-again person. And what about Jesus himself or even Joshua? Have you seen some before? Joshua is fighting a battle. It's getting dark. The evening is coming. The sun is setting. Joshua looked at the sun. Because the will of God says that they have to possess the land. Joshua stood there. Hey, son, stand still. And the son was willing. I said, it's a mystery. They all have a relationship with God. And the son, that day, stood still for the man of God to finish his business. And what about Jesus himself? When the king himself was dying on the cross, the Bible says a soldier took a spear, pierced his side, water and blood gushed out. Bible says the sun became dark immediately. Listen, we have to learn some things from our Bible. Oh, the sun became darkened. The soldier saw it. Then all of a sudden, the Bible said there was also an earthquake. 3, Bible said the curtain in the temple was torn. Listen to me. God has a relationship with his creation. Then the soldier standing there looking at the occurrence of these things. I told you that when you see some things that are extraordinary, don't take it for granted. God is speaking to you. So the soldier stood there and said, no, truly, this man was the son of God. When you come to church and there's a move of God, do you see it or you take it for granted? These 3 wise men said, no, we haven't seen this thing before. Because they themselves could see how the star was guiding them. That's why we sing the song, brightest and best of the sons of the morning. Down on our darkness and land as thine aid. Star of the east, the horizon adorning. Guide where our infant redeemer is laid. They saw that the star was just guiding them. By the way, the creation of God includes human beings. 2020. May you walk in the fear of God. So people will cooperate with you. When you go to the place of work, as for you, every time everybody hates you, sometimes check your own life. Because I've told you, if you walk against God, God will cause creation to be against you. So sometimes the hatred being advanced, being directed at you, is because of your very life. See, God made a certain statement. God opposes the proud. But have you seen God himself descending to say, hey, I'm opposing you. I'm opposing you. No. He uses creation. I'll give you an example. Absalom. Handsome guy. He cuts his hair once in a year. Absalom is the only guy, when he walks, his hair can touch the ground. So he was puffed up with pride. Whereas his father was there, Absalom now was asking the people to come and see him if they have an issue, instead of going to see the king, making himself a pseudo king because he has got some talent. Take your time. Bid your time. When they say God opposes the proud, this is how he does it. The very hair that he was glorifying himself with, he now declares war on his father David. Gets Ahithophel on his side. And they begin to move against David. In fact, they would have conquered David. As he was moving on a horse, how did even the hair get entangled on a nature will fight you. I said, nature, examine scriptures very well. People who go against nature, creation fights them. So the tree caught the guy and made him hang there as a very easy target for the people to shoot him. It's just God opposing the proud. I said 2020, after this convention, learn a lesson. Walk in the fear of God, and may people cooperate with you. Sometimes your own spouse is not cooperating. Check your life. I don't want to go there. That one, I will have an issue. I'll have an issue. The third lesson. These wise men is very linked to the second one. They were able to discern the moment and understand the time or the occurrence. They were able to discern the moment and understand the time. Listen. I told you that the prophecy came to a certain group of people, Judah. Where were they? Where were they? It was only when the wise men came. Where is he? That is born king of the Jews. Then Herod said, is there supposed to be a king? Okay, where are the priests? Where are the scribes? They are now going for concordance. 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 Too late. So, yeah, it is written. Isaiah prophesied that there will be. But the king had been born in their neighborhood. They didn't realize it. Today, listen. We are not led by stars. Who knows what we are led with? Romans chapter 8. We are led by the spirits. We are led by the spirits. So we must be able to discern our times and the moments. Otherwise, the same thing that happened to Israel, the king you are expecting, the Messiah you are expecting, he has come. But you don't know. And it took some people. I told you, God is always looking for available vessels. Once the wise men were available, God said, come, I'll let you see him. And the very people were sitting down. Now they want to check concordance. Do you know this king is coming back? Are you aware that he's coming back? I want to announce to you. If you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, rapture will surprise you. This king, I want to relate it to, we have a prophecy. In fact, the prophecy was given to us by himself. He says, I will come back and take you unto my own or myself. So our king is coming back. But do you know when? Let me show you a scripture. The Bible says that he will come like what? Oh, say it boldly, it's true, it's correct. He will come like what? A thief. But listen. Project for me 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 4. But you, look at the scripture. But you, even though Jesus is coming like a thief, but you, PIWC, brothers and sisters, you are not in darkness. So that this day should surprise you like a thief. It means you will be aware. When Jesus actually comes, you have to be aware. How? I told you we are led by the Spirit. When that time comes, there will be a stirring inside your spirit man, the Holy Ghost. That is what the Bible says. If the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in on the inside of you, it shall quicken your mortal body. So we must not be surprised. Like, no. You see that when rapture is come, when the king is about to come, you may not know, but that day, you are putting your things, like you're preparing yourself. Like the way some people, when they're about to die, they are able to discern. Yeah. My prayer is that we will not come to a point where we have lost discernment and we don't know the times. Like these people and strangers who are not part of the commonwealth of Israel. They were able to encounter this king. And by the way, there is nobody who has encountered Jesus and went back the same. No. It means these three wise men, they were blessed. One way or the other. Why are we talking about them today? Why are their names? Why are they even in the Bible today? You cannot encounter this king and your life will be ordinary. My prayer is that the Holy Ghost will fill you, that you discern at all times. May the Lord help us, the Church of Pentecost, in these last days. May we be filled by the Holy Ghost and may we be led by the Spirit of God. Even in this offering, may you be led by the Spirit of the Almighty God. In your ministry, may you be led. There are many people doing ministry with common sense. Listen to me. One day people will be surprised in heaven. It's not part of my... When I preach, I allow the Holy Ghost to move. I don't know why I am hammering on this, but I'll say it. That's how I preach. Today, there is more struggle for position in the church. Listen. Listen. And listen well. You see, when Abimelech took the wife of Abraham, because Abraham had lied, in the night, you see, it's Abraham who has lied, right? But Abraham was in the will of God because God told him that, leave and go. So that's why he's going. He only happened to be in the country of Abimelech. And wanting to save his head, he said, he's my sister. Okay. The Bible says in the night, God came to visit Abimelech. You know what God told Abimelech? He says, you are a dead man. Hey, if you are in the will of God, God fights for you. I believe the reason why the wise men, no thief or armed robber could attack them, because they were in the will of God. Oh, yeah. God will make sure you get to the place where the king is. God will make sure you arrive at where the king is. If you are in the will of God, it's tough for the enemy to run you down. So God visits Abimelech and says, you are a dead man. And you know what he added? He says, I have already cursed you. You and your household. So you know what? This is why I want to point out for those who fight for position. He says, go to the man. He is a prophet. Abraham. If I ask you to tell me the names of Old Testament prophets, would you have mentioned Abraham? No. No. Listen. In heaven, God knows those who are his. God knows his pastors. God knows his apostles. One day, some people will get to heaven and they'll be surprised that it was the church that was calling them archbishop, not knowing in the books of God, they were deacons. Amen. Amen. People will be shocked in heaven. On the contrary, some people may operate here as members, but in the books of God, they are actually apostles. They may not know, but when they get to heaven, they will salute them. Have this understanding. I do my ministry with this understanding. If you have this understanding, you don't fight. You don't even need it. You don't. What you need is the will of God, which the Spirit of God brings to you. I pray that you'll be filled with the Holy Ghost and discern the moment and understand the times and not miss rapture. Our last lesson, and then we are done. The last lesson. They were willing to risk and sacrifice in order to see the king. They were willing to risk. I've mentioned the risk they took. And sacrifice in order to see the king. How do we know? We know because it's not easy to journey. Even today, how many people will take that risk and journey that way? And two, they carried an offering. They carried something. You see, they knew that. That's why I told that you think about it very well. Who have you seen somebody who will travel from America? Oh, okay. Are you all Ghanaians? Some people, where do you come from? Tell me the various countries. Somebody is from where? Ghana. U.S. Okay. There's a king in South Africa. The Zulus, they have a king. Have you seen an American person say, okay, I'm traveling to go and bow to the Zulu king. And I've come with gold, frankincense. Have you seen some before? It doesn't. It doesn't happen. But of course, we have shared the lessons. Because they saw that he was extraordinary. Because it is also in fulfillment of scripture. The point is that when they were going, they knew that, no, if this guy is a king, we have to pay him obeisance. We have to carry something special. I don't know how many of you have prepared that this Sunday you are willing to come and give something unto our king. The sacrifice. When we're having a worship, it dawned on me that, hey, when we start January, you always have to prepare for Christmas. Prepare, save some money that you will give to this Christ our King. Sacrifice. Today, when you ask people to come to church, they live in the neighborhood. They have all the excuses. But somebody is traveling from the east to Jerusalem. Think about it. When you ask people to bring $100, people have excuses. Somebody, you know what it means to take gold. So when it comes to offering, don't be told what to do. Be led by the Spirit. These people didn't have the Holy Spirit. They only saw a star. Hey, Bible says, to whom much has been given, much is expected. You have the Spirit of God. And sometimes when you are coming, God says, that $1,000, give it. Say, no, I bind you, demons. Because you have made up your mind that, Charlie, that $1,000 is for a certain project. So all of a sudden, the voice of God has become a demon. This is what we do. And we miss our opportunities in life. Church of God, this morning it is my prayer. Convention is not just for a gathering. When you leave convention grounds, your life must be transformed. I am going back to live for this king. Somebody was asking me, how come that you educate yourself so much and then you decide to become a pastor? Even for you to ask such a question, it means you don't know who the king is. Let me close with this. You know Peter? Peter, he was older than Jesus. Oh. Peter the fisherman, he's old, way older than Jesus. He just went fishing and met a young man who was 30 years. I'm talking about Jesus the king. Who asked, now, I want to use your boat. Can I? They said, yeah. Use my boat. Because Jesus wanted to preach. He wanted to stand in the boat to talk to the people. Then Jesus finished preaching. Then he told Peter, you know what? Move your boat and launch into the deep. Then Peter will say, I am an experienced fisherman. We have fish. But where is this young guy coming from? Me, I've been fishing all these years. And in the whole night, they didn't catch any fish. But I am sure that Peter standing there and listening to the sermon that Jesus was delivering. You know, by the way, Bible says Jesus spoke with power. So he could have seen that, okay, this guy, his speech is not ordinary. When he speaks, it's something else. So once Jesus said, cast your net, go into the deep and cast the net, Peter said, I am tired. I have done all these things in the night. I couldn't catch a fish. But at thy word. That's why I said, I'm sure he might have listened to the preaching and realized that Jesus was delivering something extraordinary. Then he went, cast the net. Bible says, they caught a lot of fish that their net began to break. They had to call other people. That is not even where my interest is. I am sure that day, Peter saw that the fishes he caught, Charlie, he hasn't caught some before. The different type of fishes. You know, I told you creation has got a relationship with God. So when Jesus said, go there into the deep, I am sure that the fishes in all that, they were just gathering, presenting themselves ready because the master has spoken. Blue fish has come. Red fish has come. All the different type of sea, and they were there. So when Peter saw the different sizes of fish, the different types of fish, he said, hey, this one, I haven't seen some before. You know what he did? Bible says, he straight away went to Jesus, knelt down. You know what he said? He said, go away from me, Lord. I am a sinner. He immediately realized that the man is not a human being. Or that the man is more than a human being. He addressed him, Lord. You know what it means? And he says, go away from me. I am a sinner. It means he has seen God in the man. And then to add on top, the Bible says, he left all the fishes. After all, he went for fishing to get some money for business. Peter had a wife, so he might have had children. He has to pay school fees. But the Bible says, he left all, I want to read the Bible, analyze, examine. He left all these things over there and went to follow Jesus. So to the question, why would you study
And when you meet Jesus Christ, when you meet this Jesus, then you know that your chemistry is small. When you meet Jesus, you know that I put it to you, Lord, is small. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That tells me that chemistry came from the Word. Physics came from the Word. Be on your feet. If I continue, will not end. Be on your feet. Begin to pray and blow in some tongues. Begin to pray and blow in some tongues. Rabo shande karaba brozinda rababa raba. Liko brolobo zundi kababa zinta rababa. While the instrumentalists, just take your position. I will pray for some people and then we will bring it to a close. Zibro san.